Yes.
Colorado Health Network.
This is James Driscoll. I'm returning a call, and you cannot leave voicemail on my voicemail, so I do not know who it was that called.
Okay.
I left a message for, I think it was, I asked for the number or the voice box for Jamie, and I got somebody else's voice box. So.
Okay. Give me one moment to see if Jamie's available.
Okay. Now. I think it was going to happen. So. Gmail.com. What do you have? You must think you're on 10. You must think you are untouchable. Yes, I'm on the other line with your voice system. Who is this?
Hi, James. This is Stephen from the Colorado Health Network.
Yes.
So you're speaking to someone else here at the moment?
It was on hold for Jamie. I don't know where he was. I didn't know who called me a minute ago, you know, when I was coming into the library. So I called over there, and I left a message, I think, on Joseph's mailbox. I wasn't sure which one because I asked for Jamie's. And now you're calling me back. So whoever's attending to this, I have no case manager. Or I don't know who's case manager or whatever's case manager. But I have a complaint to have to file with the grievance process. And Mr. Villa-Lobos can't be in the process of the processing because there's a conflict of interest. And yes, this call is being recorded. I have a complaint against case management last year. In fact, that I canceled my services because I have no insurance. And I have no insurance again this year. I have filled my medicine with ADAP. ADAP, I'm paid for it, you know, they do that. But the fact that my case services has been suspended without cause, and Mr. Villa-Lobos has issued me a directive letter without it being signed, he's almost on business malfeasance to the point that he's going to get in trouble. Okay. You need to re-secure my case management or forward me to someone else's case management, and you need to stop the bullshit that you guys are doing. You know that I have the domain set. I do, if you do, if you listen to the voicemail, and you know that the files are filed there, and I'm recording the documentation of this, and it's going to go somewhere beyond me, and I can rectify this very simply with the proper reconciliation method. You need to order the process to which starts that, client-centered, person-centered. There's a bunch of documentations on case management, conflict-free case management, new directives on the whole directory on YouTube, and if you are aware of that. I gave those stuff to Fatumo. I don't know why she's terminated. She should not be terminated because of me, anything I did. So I think you have a tyrant apparently working in the boss's position and don't understand what needs to be done here. And I don't know what you're calling for because I don't even know who you are.
And so I'm in the insurance department here.
Okay, right.
I was calling because someone had notified me that your insurance had ended.
Yeah, you're the one who processed the insurance in March. Yeah, I know. It's about my health insurance, so and my meds. I'm in the library, and I'm conducting a phone call in the library. Okay, so I'm going to keep it quiet, but I'm also call recording it, so hopefully it will be okay. Now my insurance was canceled. I don't know why, because I haven't yet got it. The understanding of why. You personally processed it. If you recall, you ordered the invoicing. It was overpaid. If you remember, it was Rocky Mountain plan. It was overpaid, if you remember. And I don't know what's wrong with the plan right now, but it was overpaid, and apparently it's now underpaid or whatever, and then they cancel it. And I'm homeless, and I don't have any notification of any kind of billing or anything at all. So.
Okay. Well, and I tried reaching out to Rocky Mountain Health Plan to get more information, but they said that they would not, they could not speak to me because it's not my account.
Right.
So when I called earlier, I called with Rocky Mountain Health Plan on the line to try and get your permission to let them tell me what was going on.
Okay, I understand. Can you call them now in a way, or do you have to call them in advance before you call me? Either way, it doesn't matter. I'll sit on hold if you can do it now.
So I can call them now and bring them back on, and then they just need your permission to speak to me about your case so we can figure out what we need to do.
Okay, and in that call, I'm going to relay the following, and I'm going to give you the directive, heads up. You are on file on the web at Denver Cap. That's denver.fuckedhuman.net. And I'm going to relay that information to Rocky Mountain. That you're independent of that. You're an independent person than Denver Cap, correct? You don't work for Denver Cap, correct?
Correct. I don't work.
Okay, but you work in the same office. You are a separate agency from them, but you happen to be working in the same office. Correct?
Right.
Okay, I got you. I just want to make sure that we got everybody's affiliation. I have a complaint against the services that are there, so I'm going to see that after we get back to the insurance here.
Okay. Well, health plans on the line.
Okay.
That way we can figure out the insurance part of this.
Okay.
Okay. Just a moment.
I didn't understand you. Thank you for calling Rocky Mountain Health Plan.
What did you do?
Please. I didn't understand you. Let me transfer you to someone that can help you more. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality or training purposes. Your directory back is extremely important to us. Would you help us by answering a few brief questions immediately following your call, which will take no more than a minute of your time? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Thank you for your continued patience. All representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please stay on the line for the next available representative. All representatives are still busy assisting other callers. To hold your place in line and receive a callback, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold.
Are you still there, Stephen?
I am still here.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm
calling Rocky Mountain Health Plans. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Lisa. My name is Stephen, and I'm calling with the Colorado Health Network on behalf of a member, James Driscoll. He's on the line with me. We had some questions about his coverage. We had received information that it had been terminated, and we wanted to discuss that.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to assist you with that. And let's start with James. He's on the line. If I can get his member ID.
Yeah, I have my card, and so hold on a second, ma'am. I don't know it off the top of my head, so. And I'm at a library, so if I'm talking too low, it's because I'm at a library trying to not get a disturbance, because I'm homeless in my car. Now, my membership ID is 00081785-84-00.
And if you don't mind, can I just ask you to verify your date of birth?
September 1st, 1965.
Thank you. Okay. I'm showing your member with us through May 31st, but no longer eligible as of 6-1.
What is the problem?
I'm not showing continued eligibility beginning June 1st.
Why is that? I'm not sure what eligibility and what has changed that makes me not eligible for your plan. That's what I'm trying to say.
For this was on Rocky Mountain, unless you've applied for Medicaid, this was Rocky Mountain Green Medicare Cost Plan.
Okay.
Showing the premium was not received, so we had to terminate.
Okay, the premium was supposed to be paid by a program called ADAP, or Ryan White Services. It's a yearly thing that registers it, or Colorado Cap, or Closing the Gap. I do not know all of the parameters, but that's why Stephen is here in interface. He processed that in March, I do believe, and it should have been already taken care of. So I do not know what now the status is. So if you can continue, Stephen, please.
Okay, so we had called Rocky Mountain Health Plans back on March 29th, and at that time, we were told that for April, all that was owed was $69.20, and that the monthly premium regularly was $102.40. Is that correct, or was that correct?
Okay, let me take, shows a balance of $69.20, that's what we're saying, I think.
And then
we had asked to fax a new invoice over to you. Did you receive the fax?
We did receive the fax.
And that showed the same amount, is that correct?
It showed the $69.20 owed for April.
Okay.
And then if the plan was canceled at the end of May and we owed for May, does that mean that the total current balance on the account is $171.60?
It does.
Okay.
So let me see, and the last payment was received. So the last payment I'm showing received was 11/21/16. You said that you had made a payment after this conversation?
I was under the impression that one had been made. Generally speaking, how long after a payment has not been received do clients have to make that payment? I mean, how long are they in a grace period?
With a Medicare account, I believe it's 2 months. Let me just double check on that real quick for you, though.
Okay.
Should have
I don't know what happened. So, the fact that I don't have any mail service currently anywhere, I can't even get mail service at CAP because I'm suspended from services. Then it's not signed, so it's not valid.
Okay, so you're still enrolled in original Medicare, okay? So you're still covered. You're just not covered by them. Does that help a little bit?
Okay. All right. And then if we wanted to try and get him re-enrolled, we would need to pay the past due balance?
Correct.
Okay.
Pay the past due balance. Once you pay that, then you can apply for reapply.
Reapply. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And is he on? Are you on Medicaid now?
I have Medicare, and the Medicaid I don't qualify for because I make too much money on disability. So the fact that I don't know what kind of coverage I actually default to in this case. I was hospitalized in psychiatric hospital. I don't know when you exactly canceled, so I need to know that, because if it wasn't covered, then we have a problem with the billing. I was there from the 21st to the 30th of June.
21st to the 30th of June?
Yes.
So what you would want to do is that if they're billing us, we will probably deny them and not eligible for...
I don't have any, and it's about insurance and the possibility of not having medicine and everything. I can go outside, but I'm in the middle of this. If it would take one more minute, I can go outside. I'm as close as I can do right now. I'm being called out to the outside of my noise here in the library. So we need to make this quick, Stephen, or you need to carry on without me.
So, James, I will go ahead and pay the past due balance on the account.
Okay.
And then, but as Lisa was saying, when your Rocky Mountain Health Plan ended, it did switch back to original Medicare, so you still had coverage.
Okay.
Even for that hospital stay. So we'll try to figure out how to get that billed to original Medicare.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm at the library setting up a new computer completely from scratch that went down bought for $200. It's a Samsung notebook, Chromebook. And I'm preparing to go to the United Nations or somewhere and changing my U.S. citizenship to some other country because of the hate and harassment campaign that I've been getting. And this is the fact that you can go on the web at denvercap.fuckedhuman.net. It gives you a file directory, and it starts the issue of a complaint or even a complete civil harassment complaint. And I don't want to do that because that takes funds away from the community, but this is what's happening here, and I'm mentally upset that they would rather have me on the street than to care for their case management mistakes. Thank you, Seaman.
You're welcome, James. I'll be in touch if I have any more questions for you.
All right. I will actually come by your office. I'm supposed to be on a no trespassing order, which is not valid because you didn't sign the paper. I'm going to come by and talk to you, okay?
All right.
I'm going to talk to you, and you are an independent agent of CAP, so we can talk either in or out of the office. And I got to go because I'm making too much noise here. Thank you.
Bye, James.
Bye.
Bye, James.
Bye.